Here's Keith. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
The movie I saw this weekend was Monster.
Monster, okay.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought that Monster was a pretty good movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know we disagree on Monster.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that Charlize Theron gave a pretty good performance.
Okay.
And I know that that does put you at odds with Ebert.
Keith, do you work for the Muppets? All right, thanks, Keith.
All right, have a good show.
Bye. He didn't see it. You know he didn't see it.
He just wanted to use his spooky voice.
He called up to be wacky. He thought it was a morning zoo show. He didn't see it. He called up so that he could do a Muppet character.
I love you. I love the listeners.
I do too. I love them. I love every one of them.
They're great.
I have very smart, very entertaining listeners. All right, 12:35 on GN. A couple more calls, then we'll take a break. And Steve and Johnny just walked in. Hey guys.
So Nick, wanted to talk to you about that movie. Because sometimes I think you need to say something about and every now and then, if you don't get the right thought across, then people don't know how you feel about
you heard that guy, huh?
Yeah.
He didn't see the movie.
Oh, he did.
No.
He just couldn't articulate his feelings.
No, he called up to do his little Jim Henson voice. That's why he called up. Do you think he had one of them things?
He might have.
I don't think so. No, no. That was the best $5 you've ever spent.
$5 at Walmart.
That was only $5?
Yes.
Yeah. It does a monster. It does, what else?
We went back to buy more because it was so much fun.
Yeah. You almost sound like Gollum.
Yes.
You sounded like Gollum. Can you say my precious?
I love it. Don't put it away. I want you to talk like that the rest of the show.
And it's the Smeagol and Johnny show tonight.
So at Halloween.
Man, $5, that's the easiest amusement you can.
We were in Panama City Beach, Florida, and went to the Walmart, 3 o'clock in the morning, looking around, and this
was
just
Halloween
before Halloween.
So at Halloween, he says, I'm going to dress up and I'm going to scare kids with this. I said, okay, that's a good idea. The first child that walks up to the house is 3, and I'm going, no, don't do it.
Here's my precious.
Oh, that's so
But he's still
funny.
Not getting it.
No, but see, I swear I wish this were a visual. I mean, that it's funny to hear,
it's
folks.
Because he crouches when he does that, you know?
If you saw Steve up on the council with his pants off, it's...
Well, I have to really get into it, you know.
That is awesome. I got to buy one of those things. I'll never leave the house.
You'll be calling people.
People will call my house. Hello.
It'll be a new version of crank calls.
But the cool thing is you got to think you can hook it onto your belt.
behind you.
Around your ear, you know, like a telephone operator's thing, so you can just kind of talk into it.
And then put your mask on over it.
God, that's great. Is it Walmart's 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
We'll get you one. We should have bought all of them on that rack that night.
We really for everybody at GM.
Yeah.
That's Steve and Johnny. You guys, it's your turn.
All right. We'll see you next week. Now put it away, okay? You're not helping him.
No, I'm leaving. I got to get out of here.
I'll be reprimanding the rest of the night. Time now for our 2 o'clock news update. And with that, here is Paula Cooper.